Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. This week we visit with Ever Ag and Antonio Corona. As he focuses on cattle markets, he's based out of the state of Florida. He's very involved in the cattle industry. And Antonio gives us some insight into this market, and he feels this cattle market can get even stronger here as we move on through the remaining 5 months of 2023.
Fundamentally, this market should tick a little higher, and I think it will. It's what worries me is the volatility in the cattle market and commodities in itself. You know, there's a lot of variables that kind of go into the cattle industry, into the cattle business. Feed being a big one, you know, the grains, the corn and everything going into it is a big player. Our weather is also another big player. We're seeing in parts of the country, we're seeing a lot of cows get sent to town and being sold into the processing, you know, into the meat industry, which is really knocking our herd inventory down significantly. We're not seeing very many heifers get retained to kind of begin that herd rebuild situation. So fundamentally, we should see some higher prices going forward. But you know, as they go higher, that cost has to be absorbed by somebody, and all too often the consumer has to absorb a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
The consumer and the producer have to absorb that, and nobody really wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to that point, I think we start seeing some fallback in the market and instability, and it just gets a little too volatile, you know, for my liking, for sure.
There is a lot of focus on just the general cattle inventory right now, just a lack of cattle. I know some reports I've heard anywhere from 2.5 to 3 million less cattle that we're seeing across the U.S. That's one factor, along with many others that Corona says are at issue right now.
It has been, and there's several factors. You know, a lot of times we get focused on the weather, you know, our drought conditions in parts of the country. But I think another thing that we sometimes maybe forget is urban sprawl. I know that's a big kicker for us down here is ground being lost to development. You know, once development takes over that land, it's pretty well done. You know, production agriculture is over, you know, for it. You know, we lose on average probably 1,000 acres a day in Florida to development, you know, so that's kind of scary, you know, in that sense of it. And I'm everybody across the country is kind of dealing with that with their own, you know, own battles in that aspect. So it's been an ongoing deal of trying to battle that. I don't know what we're really going to see going forward. I've talked to some folks that are going to keep more heifers than normal, but the majority of folks are sending heifers and females into town, capitalizing on this money. The paychecks are good when you haul those calves to town, and they're just trying to recoup those dollars that we've lost in the past.
Antonio Corona with Ever Ag joining us here on Chasm Radio. Now, Corona, he ranches in Florida and does a lot of marketing with farmers and ranchers in that state. I gave Antonio a glimpse at Minnesota, some of the strong markets, and I also mentioned in particular the strong baby calf market. The Holstein Angus crossers up to $600 by the head, and he said it's really tough to make that pencil and make that pencil out.
It definitely is. I got to be honest, I don't know how they're making that one work. I'm seeing it down here. I can't get my pencil sharp enough. But they're making it work, and I tell you what, I tip my hat to them, because that's those are the folks that are driving this thing, and and really keeping us going. At the end of the day, that's the folks that are sticking their necks out and purchasing those calves and carrying them on to the next level. And, you know, they're probably the key parts to this industry. And sometimes they get overlooked, you know, in spots. But I tell you, those are the folks that are the lifeblood of this business and this industry. The guys that are buying those calves like that, and they're putting a lot of money out on them. Money has gotten significantly more expensive just in the last 12 months. What one calf is costing this year, last year you could buy two calves, and the interest on that money has doubled also. So the amount of risk that these guys are taking on is pretty significant. You know, our deal with EverAg is we try to help people, you know, manage that risk and mitigate that the best we can moving forward, so we can keep everybody moving forward and capture as much profit in this industry as we can.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon here on Chasm Radio. I mentioned to Antonio, if there's some other factors, whether it's here in the U.S. or on a global level, some outside factors, one or two items that could play a role in impacting this cattle market as we look to the near future.
So there's a couple things that come to mind for me. Packer margins are getting tight. Their cost of business is getting a little tight. Their ability to go out and find numerous and extra good, high-quality cattle is getting tough on their buying end to process. And then on the other side, the consumer side, it's getting tight over there. I think we've got a lot of debt out in this country. We're in an interesting spot, not a good spot for sure, consumer-wise and country-wise, I feel like. I've got some skepticism in it, to say the least. I get kind of nervous when prices get real high like this. We all know what goes up is bound to come down. When it comes down, we never know, and that's the scary part. I think we're going to see some higher prices as we move into the fall on some feeder calves and even our fat cattle. I think we're going to see some higher prices as we get there. But I think our fall out in this market is going to come quick. When it does, I think it's going to come really quick. I could be wrong, but at the end of the day, if our clients are protected, you know, that's our key deal. And I'm in the cattle business myself. In the cow-calf sector of it, I've got to make sure I'm protected in that spot too. And I don't tell a client anything I don't tell myself, you know, and that's where we are. And with EverAg, we're all in the business. We're in the livestock business too ourselves. We each have cattle of our own. So we feel everything that our clients are feeling just as well. It means a little more, I feel like. It means a lot more to me, just myself, to be able to speak to producers and sit down at the dinner table and talk to business and talk to industry and then talk the real life struggles that we all go through every day, and that we've dealt with, you know, year in and year out. I think it's very important to be able to connect at that level and move forward to a greater good.
Antonio Corona joining us with EverAg and some great insight on the livestock markets. Very strong here in our state and just very strong all around the U.S. You can find out more details at ever.ag. That's ever.ag. Antonio Corona with EverAg, based out of Florida, joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Have a good weekend.